because your own increasing sensitivity will not take you the wrong way.
But when they're questioning, that will be the right thing.
Hmm?
Questioning yourself every which way. I mean, I know his mind is asking that question, which is something they shouldn't do.
No, there's nothing wrong with mind. Mind is not the enemy. Mind is not the culprit.
But however, if we were to be a byproduct of our society and we've been fed junks all our lives, how do we know when we see something good, we're just going to look at it, well, that's foreign to me. I'm not going to take that.
Because you're smart enough.
So we assume.
I'm saying you're smart enough. If you want to argue in the other direction, I'll keep arguing. Because the people who truly aren't smart enough aren't ever going to come to this room or any similar set of circumstances. The fact that you're here, and I don't mean here, this meeting, me, the Bodhi Center, I just mean any gathering of this type. The fact that you're here is the proof that you're smart enough and sensitive enough already to go further. No more proof is needed, and no more proof could be more valid than that. So all that's needed is a little more trust that you're smart enough, that you're not going to fall into some swamp if you start putting your attention a little bit more on what matters and a little bit less on what doesn't. It's an experiment you have to run with your own consciousness. And then you start to see. Okay?
Sure.
And even the culture is not the culprit. Because the culture does what the culture does. That's why I'm saying it's your responsibility. You can't slough it off on the culture and say, well, the culture is screwy and too bad for me. I was born in this culture. You're smart enough. You don't have to buy the cultural line. You don't have to subscribe to the societal party line. In fact, it's your responsibility. It's your obligation, I would say, to do better than that. And that's why you come to a meeting like this. That's why anybody who comes to a meeting like this, that's why I come to a meeting like this. That's the only reason anybody ever shows up, is because something in you, some part of you, knows very well that you can do better, and you're trying to do better. What I'm saying is more revolutionary, more radical. I'm saying you're doing better. You just have to start seeing that. You have to start trusting that that still small voice or that unquenchable yearning or whatever it is for you is not just real but trustworthy. See, I'm in the strange position, due to my job description, but also due to what my eyes see. Puts me in the strange position of often being much more confident in you than you are, much more struck by your actual already present wisdom, already sincere heart, already truth occurring, then sometimes clearly you can see. So I have to argue with you and somehow convince you, somehow cajole you into a little more considering that it isn't so far away, it isn't so ethereal,